Yeah, we can remember them. It goes in one ear and right straight through into the other one. I can't remember them dying stories, but he can.
But the general store was a place for practical jokes and...
We enjoyed our store. I liked it, but there was an awful lot of work. I was on my feet, and I had sciatic trouble. And there 6 weeks, I couldn't even get myself a drink of water. And boy, that took a lot out of me.
Well, it's long hours.
And on your feet continuously, you know, from 8 in the morning till or Saturday night to some nights it'll be 11 o'clock before we get out of there.
Is that right?
No. They'd come and do the whole week's shopping about the time we closed up. We're supposed to close at 10, but we never could get out of that 10. I'd have everything ready, the sweeping done, and the dishes all washed and all the grinders and things like that, and then somebody'd want 5 pounds of hamburger, and you'd got to go and cut some more and grind it. And there's one that lived right close to us, and I used to get so fed up with her. She had quite a lot of kids, but I said, send the kids over with a list of what you want, and I'll have it ready for you when you come after it. But she wouldn't come till 10 o'clock. She'd see me put out the porch lights and the lights on for the gas, and then she'd run to the store and get her whole week's groceries. If there's anybody in there, she'd stay there and visit till 11 o'clock. I used to get so fed up with that.
Oh,
it's terrible, yes. You know, Sundays, my mother and Albert's mother said, why don't you come and eat dinner with us? Why don't you come down? And the only time we'd have to go was Sunday, and I had all my housework that was done to do at nights after I get home, and Sunday was all the time I had to do it. And I said, I don't know when we have time to go. We just don't. I'd cook something to eat and do my washing and ironing, and I had my mending to do. I thought when I could crochet quite a lot. I used to crochet a little bit when I was on the farm, but I thought, well, I get in the store, I'll have a lot of time to crochet, but I didn't touch it. I tried to do the bookwork, and I just get interested in the bookwork, setting everything down, and somebody says, well, why is someone? That would knock it all out of me. They'd come out and visit with me, and I couldn't remember what I was doing, and it was quite a...
Did you enjoy the visiting garden?
Yes, I did, very much. And I missed it after I got out of there. Of course, now I'm here some days all day alone. I don't see a soul, you know. It's hard. It is hard. Yeah. If I was younger so I could get out and go, but I've got a car, and I had a car and a truck and a Jeep and a tractor, but I sold them all but the car, and I got just a car left. And I don't drive that. Ever since we had our accident, before Albert went, he broke some ribs, and I haven't driven since. I just don't want to do it. I get somebody to drive it. I keep it registered and so on, but it's a Plymouth Fury. It's 84, and there's, 8,000 or 9,000 miles on it.
Wow.
That's all. And we had a brand new pickup truck, Chevy, and had 2,000 miles on it. We got it just before Albert was taken worse, and he fell and hurt himself, punched his lung right where he had that cancer.
Mm.
That was it.
I suddenly realized I was taking a box here.
I was going to tell you this, but I don't know what else it is. I don't seem to want to work.